Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the second part of the Judas Contract, so let's get right into the issue.
All right, so we start out this issue, and it is Dick Grayson in his apartment, and swinging through the window comes Deathstroke.
Surprise!
And he starts to attack Dick, basically saying, hey, I know your secret, I know who you are, and Dick is trying to... He doesn't really think he knows. He's just trying to play it off like, oh, maybe he doesn't know, but I need to get out of here. So he goads Deathstroke into hitting him out the window. He's able to slow his descent into a pile of trash,
praying the whole time that it's not recycling day.
Yeah. He also makes a comment about his $300 leather jacket.
Oh, yeah, that he uses to catch himself on some window bars to slow his descent.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But he's able to get away. Deathstroke is kind of like kicking himself in the ass for letting that happen.
He's getting soft in his old age.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to point out how he shoots at Dick, but you hear the bam as it hits the ground
mm-hmm.
and not from the gun itself. I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I know it's bam hitting in the ground, but...
Oh, no, see, now I read it as, like, that's Dick hearing the gun go off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
No prize.
But all the while, we get that woman with,
There's a young blonde boy with him. Say?
Yeah, no, it's Joseph. She calls him Joseph. Following Deathstroke. But at this point... They know where everything is leading to, so they decide to, she decides to tell Joseph to go where they know they need to go. Deathstroke himself is chasing after Dick, and he ends up coming into this marathon.
Foot
race, yeah. Doesn't really say exactly. He realizes that he lost track of him, so he is going to, he's just like, dang it, I gotta get out of here. And he... bolts. Dick's able to finally hide for a second, and he's worried because Deathstroke said that he was the last Titan he had to get. So he's like, well, crap. He couldn't have gotten the rest of them, could he? So he stops off by Corey and Donna's apartment, and he sees that the door has been blasted and the apartment itself is just destroyed.
It's wrecked.
And he's able, being the detective, he's able to put together what happened. Basically, there was a fake present that was from Dick.
Air quotes
Dick. To Corey.
Kaboom!
She opens up, blows up. She gets knocked out. So he starts going down the line. He goes to Donna's apartment. Same thing. He's able to piece together that there were some chemicals that were mixed, oddly enough to make her pass out. He goes over to...
Cyborg's is next.
Yep, Cyborg's place. This one is... I don't get the chair itself. Apparently the chair was able to strap Cyborg down, keep him strapped down, and electrocute him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll just call that hashtag comics logic.
Sure.
Yeah.
He goes to Titan's Tower, and he sees the rocks that Terra uses, and they're ending at Raven's door, and he's able to piece together that, you know, both Raven and Terra are gone now, too. While he's standing there, the woman and her son walk up, introduces herself as Adeline, and this is her son, Joseph. And she reveals that Terra was a traitor. Terra's the one that took Raven, and she has been... an actor. She's been playing you guys fools this entire time.
Yeah, she has infiltrated your team.
Dick doesn't want to believe her. And so he...
Well, of course not. So Tara's a pretty 16-year-old girl. How could she ever lie like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent. So he calls the Dalton... He calls the Dayton residents to try to get a hold of Gar, and he's not there. I do like how the maid...
Oh my god.
Is...
That poor maid was like, If I get attacked by this green teenage boy again, I am out of here. Why didn't I listen to Mama and become an exotic dancer?
How is that a better job?
Girl, ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing.
No, there's not.
Just make sure you're ahead of the game, as the great philosopher M. Eliot once sang. But listen, either way, she's going to have some jackass's paws all over her, so she might as well get paid good money while she's doing it.
Yeah, that's fair. So,
oh my god, this is so dumb. Okay, so Gar gets knocked out with poisoned glue on envelopes that he was tricked into licking, thinking that he had a fan club that wanted autographed pictures.
I mean, he has a fan club, but yeah. Anyway, but he gets the fact that he's able to deduce that the glue was drugged is interesting to me. I'm not saying Gar is stupid. But we also watch plenty of things where he's not the smartest.
Teen Titans Go.
Well, even Teen Titans, he wasn't... Like, he was smart in Teen Titans proper, original cartoon.
Right.
But it was more of... He still played the idiot.
Right.
So.
Right. So once Dick realizes that, Gar's not at his mansion, he finally starts to listen to Adeline.
Mm-hmm. And then she makes mention. I'm not gonna say she lets it slip, but she says that Slade Wilson, the Terminator, is my husband.
Was my husband.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's an important distinction.
It really is. We get the epilogue here, where Deathstroke is flying into the Rocky Mountains into a Hive organization.
The Hierarchy for International Vengeance and Extermination.
Mm-hmm. And he's contacting them to let them know that he has completed the contract that Grant Wilson, the Ravager, took out on the Teen Titans. And I am bringing them in to you right now.
Yay!
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Cube podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Cube. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Teen Titans story arc.